Every week when I look at the Parshas HaShavua, I always think of how it speaks to me, and inevitably, it always does. I decided this week I wasn't really going to do anything and do any recording, but then this morning when I woke up and I heard the mayor of New York talk about the Jews once again were violating the pandemic. What were they doing? They were on the streets for a levaya, for a famous rabbi. And he singled them out. And yes, it's true. He has now had much criticism, deservingly so. I think it was wrong on his part to do that. And hopefully he'll retract it. But he was right about the fact that what we did is create a Chilul Hashem, when really we should be doing is creating a Kiddush Hashem at all times. And then I was looking at a sefer that I had in my house, written by a wonderful rabbi, Rabbi Nissen Alpert, Zichet Tzadik, for Kaddish Levrocha, who was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was a Renaissance person, who was a Torah genius, and he really straddled many, many worlds. He was the Rosh Kolel in Yeshiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, YU, and the rabbi of the Agudas Israel in Long Island and Far Rockaway. And in the sefer that he wrote, he was talking about this week's Parsha. And it was so clear to me what he was saying and how it fit into exactly what I was thinking about this morning. The Torah starts with Kedoshim. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amata lehem. Kedoshim tihiyu. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. How simple it is. I want you to be a holy people. I want you to be kadosh. That's what I want. And Rashi tells us, Malamed Shenemra Pasha Zu Bahakel. When do you tell people this? Hakel, of all places. Why? Bibnei Sherov Gufei Torah Teluyim Ba. Tell them about this part. Tell them about being Kadosh, because the essence of the Torah is all about being Kadosh. That's what it's all about. How we have to stay away, as he explains. Perushim set up gedders to make sure we always remain kadosh no matter what we do. We have to continuously remain kadosh. And I look at what's happening now, and I look at the pandemic, and I look at how some people are behaving, and the question is, are we really kadosh or not? Kadosh does not just mean how you learn or just how you dress. It means how you act, why you act a certain way. Why didn't the Torah tell you, he says also, Daber el kol ha-kol. Daber el kol ha-am. Speak to everyone. Why does it say kol adas? Why does it use that term adas? And he explains also that adas really comes from the word eda, dea, understanding. Because we have to understand why we do things. If we don't understand why we do things, we'll never do it for the right reason. In these days when people talk about separation and talk about social distancing, why are they doing this? Are they doing this because they don't like us in the government? No. They're doing this because that's the only way we know today that hopefully we could stay safe. We know so little about what's going on. But the things we do know, we have to continue to work on them. The Torah told us, Kedoshim Tihiyu. This is the essence of the Torah. Set up Gedarim. Set up fences all the time to make sure you always remain kadosh. That's the ikar of the Torah. That is what Torah is all about. And he goes on to explain that there are negative commandments and positive commandments. And yet sometimes the Torah will write a negative commandment and then they'll give you the positive. And he gives you in this week's Parsha the fact that you have to be honest in your business dealings, in justice, and how you measure weights. And then the Torah tells you at all times, you must have an avnei tzedek and an eifat tzedek, v'hin tzedek. You have to have correct weights and correct scales and correct dry measures. It's not just a question of not doing something. It's a question of being proactive as a question to being reactive. Rav Alpert says we have to be reactive Jews. In order to be kadosh, that means we're kadosh in everything that we do, in every action that we take. And he says, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this, he says? Because there's a concept of Ahavos Habrios, loving your fellow man. One who is filled, he says, with avos habrios will never fail to fulfill the mitzvos and never happen to transgress them. One who is lacking that quality, to say nothing of one who is contemptuous of others, will need to overcome his innate cynicism, callousness, and selfishness each time he is confronted with the situation that demands a response. Like tzedakah, for instance, he says, Matanos levyonim, matanos le'aniyim, trumos, maisros. How do you do those? Do you do those as a kadosh? Or do you do this just because you have to do it? What he's saying, if you're a kadosh, you understand the reason and the ulterior motive why the Torah told us that this is the essence of what the Torah is all about. Rabbi Akiva, we're living in this time now, during the time between Pesach and Shavuos, the time of the Omer, the time of Rabbi Akiva, when the klal gadol in Rabbi Akiva's world was what? V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. That's what it is. V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. Do you love your fellow man as much as you love yourself? And I think this time that we're living in right now, this pandemic time, is the time that exemplifies this more than anything else I've ever seen. Because if you love your fellow man, if you care about your fellow man, you're going to do the things that have to be done today. You know, a few days ago, I had to go to the bank. And I was waiting to go to the bank, and I went at night because I didn't want anyone to be there. I had my mask on. And as I was getting into the bank, a young yeshiva boy came, and he went into the bank first. No mask. He went into the bank, and I waited. I figured I'd wait for him to leave. How long could a transaction take? A minute, two, 3 minutes? He's there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And finally, I look at the bank, I walk in, I look, I knock, and he's there, he's on his iPhone. He's talking to people, he's having a conversation. The room is so small, it really wasn't big enough for two people to really be in there together. But where was his consideration? Where was the v'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha? Where was it that he thought about other people? What does it mean to be a kadosh? A kadosh means that you go into the bank, you do your transaction, and you leave, because maybe someone else wants to come in there. Maybe someone else wants to do a transaction. Because if you love your fellow man, then after what you're going to do is going to be best for that person. And that's what Rav Alpert was really stressing. He didn't live during this time, but he was such a smart man. He understood that's exactly what we're talking about. And that's why we say to be a kadosh, you have to go the extra mile. You have to understand what does kedusha mean. Kedusha means that everything you do and every action that you take, you've got to be a kadosh. I remember one time I was traveling in those days when we still took planes. Hopefully we'll get back to that point again. And I was in Minneapolis and I was waiting, and unfortunately there was a terrible thunderstorm and all the planes were canceled. Every single plane was canceled. And all of a sudden they announced there's going to be one plane that's going to be leaving. I was going to LaGuardia and they announced there's one plane going to Newark. But at least you got out of Minneapolis. And I saw the people in the airport, they were getting ready to run and to fight to make sure they can get on that plane. And I saw out of the corner of my eye, I saw a Hasidic Shiyid. And I walked over to him. And he was getting ready. He got his briefcase. He was getting ready. And I said, Rabbi Yid. I said, what's your name? He said, Moshe. I said, Moshe, you see what's going on here? People are going to be fighting like crazy to get on that plane. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I got to get on the plane. It's important. I said, listen. You and I are kadosh. Kadoshim tihiyu. That's what the Torah tells us. Kadoshim tihiyu. This is the essence of what the Torah is all about. I said, you know what? You and me, we'll go together. We'll walk. B'nei malachim. I said, everyone knows you're a Jew. I can still take off my yarmulke. People won't know. But you is going to have a time. You're going to have a hard time. You need a shave and a haircut and you need a new outfit. Everyone knows you're a Jew. Let's walk together. Ben melach. Kadosh, kadoshim to you. And so we walked slowly. We got to our space. Yes, we have two seats available, middle seats. We'll take them. And Moshe and I go. And as we're getting closer, we're landing in New York, in Newark actually, they announced that there'll be a van that will take anyone who wants to go back to LaGuardia. I knew the van only was going to have a certain amount of people. There were more people on the plane. I didn't know how many people really were going to use it or not. And as soon as we landed, I started to run like crazy to make sure I get on the van. And all of a sudden, there was somebody behind me. Puts his arm around me. He says, Shmuel Yosef, we're a Ben Melech, we're Kadosh. Don't you understand that? Kadosh unto you. I said, you're right, Moshe. I said, you're absolutely right. That's what it's all about. And so I just felt it incumbent upon myself today to really say a few words because of what happened this morning. And as we go through the next few weeks, there'll be more situations that'll come along. And as Rev Alpert said at the very beginning, why do we call this Al-Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? Why do we use that strange, strange language? And he says, because we have to understand, we have to be smart, adeya. We have to think about why are things happening. Things are happening. Why are they having a quarantine? Why are they doing all these things? There's a logic to it. There's a seichel to it. There's a reasoning to it. And when we understand the reasoning, we'll be even better. And the same thing with the Torah. When we understand the reasoning, when we study, we understand the beauty and the dynamics and the majesty of the Torah. It gives us a deya. It gives us something that we can really understand. This is the message, I think, from this week's Parsha of Kedoshim as it relates to what's going on today. And Mi'as Hashem, all of us should try to be Kedoshim. Have a good Shabbos.